ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיא לוי. רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולדניק בעזר השם התפרח, פרשת וישלח. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk says, וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו אל עשיו אחיו, ארסה שעיר שדה אדום. And Rashi tells us here, וישלח יעקב מלאכים, מלאכים ממש. Actually, מלאכים is sent to Esav to see what Esav is thinking. Is he still angry at him now after he stayed Yaakov Abinu 20 years by the house of Laban? He doesn't know if Esav is still angry at him because he took the brachot away from him or no. Therefore, he had to send מלאכים. Rashi tells us מלאכים ממש. And Farshim, they explain here, I saw the Kli Yakar. It says here that Rabbeinu Bahya Pirash Shadiyek Medchtiv Vayashubu HaMalachim Velo Matzinu Shehalchu Lefi Sheat Shelo Halchu Kvar Shavu. Rabbeinu Bahya is Medayek. How did Rashi know that Yaakov Abinu sent actual Malachim? Why? Because the word Malachim could be messengers also. You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu also, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Bar Kedemot, he sent Malachim. Malachim means messenger. How did Rashi said Malachim Mamash, actual Malachim? Somebody want to explain because it's right. How did last week's parasha end off? ויעקב הלך לדרכו ויפגעו בו מלאכי אלוהים ויאמר יעקב כאשר ראה מחנה אלוהים זה ויקרא שם מקום ההוא מחניים. Right away וישלח מלאכים. So actually it makes sense that he sent from these מלאכים that they came to greet יעקב אבינו while he's going back to Eretz Israel. From these מלאכים he sent to his brother Esav. That's what the Mfarshim explained. But Rabbeinu Bahya says no, because it doesn't say here that the Malachim, they left. It doesn't say that the Malachim, they left to Esav to fulfill their mission. It just says, Vayashubu Malachim, they came back. When they go, when they leave. Therefore, said Rabbeinu Bahya is Medayek, said because it doesn't say that they left the Malachim, only they came back, that's for sure they were Malachim. Because if they were messengers, the Pasuk was supposed to tell us that they left the messengers as Yaakov commanded them. And later on they came back. But it doesn't say here like this. Just they came back. That must have been Malachim. They went in a split of a second. They went to Esav and they came back in a split of a second. That's what here the Rabbeinu Bahya is Medayek. And also he says, ויש לפרש שדייק מלשון לפניו שלא הוזכר כי אם כאן. Said also the Sfteh HaChaim also the Medayek the same thing. Said because it says here in the Pasuk, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, in front of him. What do you mean Lefanav? What does the word Lefanav mean? Here he's saying, we didn't see such a language that says Lefanav except by Malachim. Why? Because by regular messengers, you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim, doesn't say Vayishlach Malachim Lefanav. Or you see, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, Velo Uzkar Lefanav. אלא לפי שכאן מדבר במלאכים ממש שדרכם ללכת לפניו כמו שכתוב כי ילך מלאכי לפניך. עוד המלאכים, הנה אנוכי שולח מלאך לפניך לשמורך בדרך ולהביאך למקום אשר הכינותי. So by מלאכים says the word לפניך, by regular messengers doesn't say the word לפניך. See two times, he quote two examples here, doesn't say לפניך. How come here it says וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו? It must have been what's this lefanav means from those who usually walk in front of him. That's a malachim. Ana anochi sholach malach lefanecha, in front of you, to lead you, to guide you the way that you're supposed to go. Here also, it must have been that Yaakov Abinu, he sent actual malachim. That's what Rabbi Kli Yakar is medayek from here. But whatever it is, he sent these malachim to his brother Esav, and he told them, Koto mirun laduni l'Esav, that's what your servant Yaakov said. I'm Laban Garti by Harad Atta. I lived until now. I was by Laban. Now I came now to greet you. Behili Shor Bahamor Son the Abed Vishfaha Baish the Hale Hagid Ladunidum Sohan Behnecha. Oh Baruch Hashem, because I was by our uncle, our dear uncle Laban, therefore I had all this wealth that I had. Shor Bahamor Son the Abed Vishfaha. I had all these things that Lahaskuni explained. Said if I was by someone else, I wouldn't have any of these. But since that I was by our uncle, our beloved uncle Laban, therefore he gave me all these things. That's what here the Yaakov Abinu was trying, you know, to calm himself down. So then he told him, Elisha or Bahamur. Rashi tells us, what does it mean, shor v'hamor? Shor, that's singular language. Shor, I had one ox, one donkey. One ox? What do you mean? Say shor. What does shor mean? It was supposed to tell him, v'yili shvarim v'hamorim, tzon v'abadim u'shfachot. Why he used singular language over here? Rashi says, derech eretz lomar al shvarim herbe shor. So that's a normal way of saying that derech eretz, not to say I had a lot of donkeys. I had donkey, that means the type of donkeys. Like basically what Ibn Ezra also saying, shor v'hamor, shem hamin. That's the name of that kind. I had from the kind of the oxes, I have from the kind of the donkey, and so on and so forth. That means why he said it b'lashon yahid? To teach us that that's a derech eretz, that's how usually people refer to these things, b'lashon yahid. That shem amin, I had from that kind and the other kind and that kind. That's what he told him. That's what Ibn Ezra is telling us. But we'll understand Be'ezer Hashem Tbarach also a different way later on, Be'ezer Hashem. And after the Malachim, they went to Isaf, they came back, to the results. And they told him, "Ve'yashuvu melachim el Yaakov lemor, banu el achicha el Esav, ve'gam holich lekratecha ve'arba meot yishamu." And Esav, your brother, is coming with 400 men. What's 400 men? The Midrash brought down that all these men, they were kings. He gathered 400 kings from all over the world to come to fight against Yaakov Avinu. That was brought down in the Midrash Rabbah. But for somehow the Haskuni, he said he is coming with 400 men to greet you, to respect you. He didn't come alone to respect you. He came with the whole crew. They came to greet you. That's what Haskuni says. He has his own ways, the Haskuni, of understanding it. But whatever it is, they told this to Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk said clearly, "Ve'yira Yaakov me'od ve'yetzer lo." So Yaakov Avinu was so scared. "Ve'yira Yaakov me'od ve'yetzer lo." He was scared. Why he was scared? Rashi tells us here, "Ve'yira shmei yeharig. Ve'yetzer lo im yaharog hu et ahirim." Yaakov Avinu was scared. "Ve'yira Yaakov, maybe Esav is going to kill me. Therefore, I'm scared. And v'yetzer lo, maybe I'm going to kill my brother, Esav. Also, I'm scared." Why is he scared? If he's going to kill his brother, Esav, why is he scared? "Teba le'orgicha, shkim le'orgo." That's halacha meforeshet. The Gemara Sanhedrin speaks a lot. So why was he scared over here? So there is also the Siftei HaChaim, he wants to say here, shmei yaharog hu et ahirim. What does mean shemei yaharog hu et ahirim? That means he was scared maybe he's going to kill the people who are coming with Esav. I know Esav is coming to kill me, but still, why is he scared? "Bal yorgicha shkem yorgo." Ela, he was scared shemei yaharog hu et anashim shel Esav. Yaakov was scared maybe he's going to kill the people who came with Esav. For those people who were scared, he's going to end up killing them. To kill Esav, Esav is coming to kill him. So he has no problem with that. But still, that's a simple understanding. We'll try to understand Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach a different way. Why Yaakov was scared if he's going to kill Esav HaRasha? So many ways how to explain it. We'll try to understand it also Be'ezer Hashem at the end of the Shi'ur. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us. Therefore, Yaakov bin was scared. I saw the Pirush HaRosh on the Torah. He says, "Kashe, Eich haya mitzer Yaakov achar sheftiho kama haptachot?" Why was he scared? If Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ne, Anochi, Amach, Shmarticha, Bechol Asher Telech." Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "I'm walking with you, I'm guarding you, I'm protecting you, you don't have to worry." Why Yaakov all of a sudden now he becomes scared? Verashi Pirash Mashe Pirash. Veshamati, Shilkach Haya Yare, Shemei Mishevtiho Haya Lebado, Abal Ata, Hayulo Banim, Ulfichach Haya Yare. Vezeo Shekatub, Pen Yabu Vehekani, Em Al Banim, Vechen, Veata Haiti, Shne Mahanot. וזהו כי במקלי עברתי את הירדן הזה. ובשביל זה היה ירא. What is he saying here? He's saying that really Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't scared that Esav is going to kill him because הקדוש ברוך הוא already promised him, והנה אנוכי עמך, I'll be with you to protect you. You don't have to worry. So he wasn't scared about himself, Yaakov Avinu, but he was scared with his people, people that his kids, his wives, all these people, he didn't have a ptaha for it. "V'nei anochi amach u'shmarticha b'chol asher telech." And the Pasuk says clearly, "Ki b'makli abarti et hayarden hazeh," in this week's parasha. How did Yaakov Avinu? "B'makli abarti et hayarden hazeh." What does mean "b'makli"? It means me and my stick. It means alone. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me, V'ani Anochi Amach, but now, V'ata Hayiti L'Shnei Machanot. Now Baruch Hashem, we have all the wives and children, all these people, I don't have Abtaha for them. Therefore, Yaakov was scared, maybe Esav is going to kill the people with Yaakov. His kids, his wives. For him, Yaakov, he wasn't scared because he has Abtaha. That's what I explained over here. But let's hear what the Rosh is telling us. Basically, it's a famous Gemara, Masechet Berachot, the beginning. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Berachot, Daf Dalet Amud Alef, Ked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. The Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rame. He's asking a question. He said, Keti, V'hene Anuchi Amach, Ushmarticha, V'chol Asher Telech. Uchti, V'yira Yaakov Meod, V'yitzer Lo. Why is Yaakov being scared if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised him to protect him and save him? Why is he scared? That's Chaura contradiction. Why is he scared if Hashem promised him? The Gemara answers, Amar, Shimei Groma Hayt. Maybe the sin is going to have effect that the Abtaha, the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, is not going to be fulfilled. Why? Because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised me when I was Tzaddik. But now, maybe I did some Avira here or there. Maybe because of this Avira, maybe Esav is going to be able to kill me. Even though Hashem promised me, he promised me when I was Tzaddik. But now maybe I did Avira. So I don't deserve that promise probably. That's what Yaakov Binu was scared. All the Tzaddikim, they're scared she may grow my height. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them, but still, they don't know, the person shouldn't be so sure about himself that he's not doing Abirot. Maybe he did Abira here, Bishogeg or Mezid, he doesn't know. So therefore, he was scared, Yaakov Abinu. Kidetanya, like it says in the Breita, Adi Abor Amicha Hashem, Adi Abor Amzukanita, the Gemara says here, Reuim Hayu Yisrael Le'asot Lahem Nes Bimei Ezra, Kederech Ne'asa Lahem Nes Bimei Yehoshua Ben Nun. El Ashi Garam Ahayet. Am Yisrael, when they came back, during the second Beit HaMikdash, to build the second Beit HaMikdash, when they came back with Ezra Sofer, they were supposed to have miracles, just like the big miracles that happened at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when he came inside Eretz Israel and he conquered Eretz Israel. They were supposed to have the same miracles that happened to Yeshua ben Nun, Ela Shigara Mahayt, because they did the Abira, therefore their Abira had effect on them, and they weren't worthy to have these miracles. But really, they were supposed to have these miracles. I saw in the Meshech Chokhmah, actually the Chacham Avadia Yosef in Maor Israel, he sent us over here. So here in Meshech Chokhmah, in Parashat Bo, on the Pasuk, Ve'atem lo tatsi'u ish petach beto ad boker, he says here, Hinehem etbonen yirae, ki b'Mitzrayim nishtakach mehem gufei Torah, shehayu goy mekerib goy. If you pay attention, the people that are in Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael, when we were in Mitzrayim, we were assimilated with all the goyim, just like the goyim, they were doing Abudah Zara, were also doing Abudah Zara. Just like Elo Shufchei Damim, all these things. Am Yisrael, Avonot Harbim, Vitaribu Begoyim, Ve'ilmedu Ma'asim, the Pasuk says. וכן הפרו ברית מילה. They didn't keep ברית מילה also in Mitzrayim. That's what it says here in the Midrashim. That's here it's saying in the משך החוכמה. אמנם, however, הסייגים והגדרים שמרו ביתרון גדול. The few things that really isolate or separate Am Israel from all the other nations, those few things, Am Israel, they kept it strong. What are these things? כמו שאמרו במחילתה, שלא שינו את שמם, ולא שינו את לשונם, שלא גלו מסתורים, עין שם. So they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, like the Midrash says, said, Reuben ירד, Reuben עלה. They came with the same names, they kept their Jewish names, they didn't use Mitzrayim, Egyptians names, they kept the Am Israel, they kept their names. וזכות ארבעת ברים נגלו אבותינו מסרים, שלא שינו את שמם, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their clothing, and they didn't have those that speak Lashon Hara to reveal secrets. Why? Because Hakim tell us that they used to have the secret, and no one said anything. They kept these four things, b'zchut these four things, the Gala Avotenu Misraim. But he said, all the Gufei Torah, they didn't keep it. didn't keep Shabbat, didn't keep Brit Milah, didn't keep nothing. But these four things that separates Am Yisrael from all Ummat HaOlam, they kept it strong. That's in Galut Mitzrayim. Lo chen b'Galut Babel. It's not the same story when Am Yisrael, they went to Galut Babel after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Beit HaMikdash. When they came back with Ezra Sofer to build the second Beit HaMikdash, said, what happened to them over there in Babel? He said, Umnam Siyagim ve'Agdarim Abru. They didn't keep their names, they didn't keep their language, they didn't keep the things that isolate Am Yisrael. שביניהם היו מדברים אשדודית ושינו את שמם והתחתנו עם גויי הארצות, כמו שנאמר בעזרה. והנה, בימי היות ישראל בגולה, העקר הוא הסייגים והגדרים שלא התערבו בין הגויים. He's saying here something amazing. He said, when they came at the time of Ezra Sofer, the four things that separate Am Israel from Umot HaOlam did not keep, they did not keep, but all the other mitzvot they kept. What happened to them? Said the main thing when Am Israel, they are in Galut, the main thing they have to keep the Gdarim, should lo yitaribu ben Amim. ולכן אמרו במסכת סוטה, עד יעבור עמך השם, עד יעבור עמזוק עניתה, ראויים היו ישראל לעשות להם נס בימי עזרה, כדרך שנעשה להם בימי יהושע בן נון. אלא שגרם החטא. Which hate we're referring to? What hate we're referring to? פירוש שעברו הגדרים והסייגים. That's the hate the Gemara here by us, Masechet Berachot, referring to. Am Israel, they were worthy. They were supposed to have miracles at the time of Ezra Sofer, just like the miracle they had by Yeshua ben Nun. Because they did sin, therefore it was taken away from them. What kind of sin we're talking about? We're talking about the sin here, explained Meshach Chokhmah. He said the things that separate Am Israel from all Ummat HaOlam. And he's saying when Am Israel, they are in Galut, the main thing they have to keep is what separates us from Ummat HaOlam. Like Pasuk said clearly, Am lebadad ishkon, ubagoyin lo yithashab. Am Israel, they're always different from Ummat HaOlam. If Hasb Shalom, Am Israel, they want to be like Ummat HaOlam, like the Midrash says, then Hasb Shalom, all the Gezerot, they're going to come. But if Am Israel, they still, wherever they are, they're still in Am Libadad Ishkon, they're alone, they keep these things, they keep their names, they keep their language, they keep everything, then even if they're doing Avirot, Gufi Avirot also they're doing, but still they're called Am Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if not now, later on is going to redeem them, because they're still keeping the main things of Am Israel. The foundation of Am Israel, these are the four things that Am Israel should be isolated from Ummat HaOlam. So that's the hit we're referring to over here. I saw actually Rashi also tells us in Masechet Sotah, he said, שגרם החט, חטאם של ישראל בימי בית ראשון, ונגזר עליהם שלא יעלו אלא ברשות. He also said a similar idea, עם ישראל, by בית ראשון, by the dead עבירה, that's what caused them, that when they came the second time by Ezra Sofer, they weren't worthy to have these miracles that happened by Yehoshua ben Nun. They were supposed to have the same thing, but שגרם החט. Which height? It says the Meshach Chokhmah is telling us here that this is the idea. That's what happened when Am Israel did not keep the four things that separate us from all of Ummat HaOlam. However, this Pirush that the Gemara is saying here that Am Israel at the time of Ezra Sofer did not keep the four things, this doesn't apply to Yaakov Avinu. Why Yaakov was scared here? The Gemara says, "May grow a height." Which height we're referring about Yaakov? I understand what's the hate that Am Israel did, that because of it, they didn't have the miracles at the time of Ezra Sofer, because they didn't keep these four things. But by Yaakov Abinu, he didn't keep those four things. Of course, Yaakov Abinu kept everything. So why was he scared? What hate were referring to? The Ramban, by us, the Ramban, this week's parasha also, he said, I don't know any hate that we could apply to Yaakov Abinu. What height? What was he scared from? Which height did they do? What did they do? Hashem promised him. Did they do anything wrong, Yaakov Abinu? What height is he referring to? He says here, "Ki derech hasadikim dira tamid." The Ramban writes here, "Vehayam tiare ulay afilu mishiyatsa misham hata." How did sin? Bebo bebrit im Laban obed avodazara obed abar aher. Which giot miyabin? Maybe he did something by mistake, or maybe the sin that he made a brit with Laban, עד הגל הזה ועדה מציבה, אם את ברית ודהם, אם אני לא אעבור אליך, maybe that was his עבירה. But still, we have to understand what kind of עבירה we're referring to that applies to יעקב אבינו. Because all the four things that משך החוכמה is telling us, for sure יעקב אבינו, he kept all of them. Why? Because I saw here in פנים יפות, בעל הפלאה, he writes here in this week's parasha, he said, ויצבו אותם למור, כותומרון לדוני לעשיו. What does mean kotomirun ladon Esav? That's exactly what you should tell my brother Esav. Yesh lefaresh lashon ko. What does mean ko? Kotomirun. Said, where do we see ko? Another ko in the Torah. He said, ko. Kmo she'amru hazal. Perek elu ne'emarim. Masechet Sota. Daf lamed chayet. Kol makom she'emar ko. Eino ella lashon ha'kodesh. That means he was telling them kotomirun ladon Esav. Lashon ha'kodesh. והוא על דרך שפירש ראשי, עם לבן גרתי ותרייק מזוות שמרתי ולא למדתי מעשיו. What does that mean? He says here, שמצינו שיסעו ישראל מצרים בשכר שלא שינו את לשונם ולא שינו את שמם. והנו דקה אמר, כותומרום בלשון הקודש. That's what he should tell עשיו, that יעקב אבינו, even though he lived with לבן הארמי for 20 years, he did not change his language. His name is still יעקב, his language is still לשון הקודש. כותומרום בלשון הקודש. That he should tell Isav that Yaakov did not change his language, did not change his name. And because of this, he merited that even though he was in the house of Isav, Isav Arami Obed Abi, he wanted to destroy Yaakov Abinu. But still, he couldn't touch him. Why? Because Yaakov, he kept the main foundation, the main four things that Am Israel is supposed to give, is supposed to keep in the Gula. Like here, the Meshach Chokhmat al-Nas. But here's a similar idea, saying here, the Panim Yafot, V'haynu deka amar, Koto mirum b'lshon ha'kodesh, lo shenat l'shono ve'lo t'shemo. V'haynu dekhtiv, V'yaakob kara lo gal'ed, shelo rasar l'shenot l'shono. He didn't want to change his language, not only his name he didn't change, also his language. V'yikra lo laban yigar sehadutan aramaic, ויעקב קרא לו גלעד, לשון הקודש. So here they were telling the messengers, they were telling Esav that יעקב did not change his language. So if that's the case, what was he scared about? Here we said by בני ישראל, they were scared at the time of עזרא הסופר, בגלל שגרם החייטות שחייט, that did not keep these things. But by יעקב אבינו, he did keep it. So what was he scared from? Basically, this question is already, it's not new question why Yaakov Avinu was scared. It goes back all the way to the Rishonim, then the Rambam. The Rambam also, he writes in Hakdama Lepirush HaMishnayot. He says here in the Rambam, Abal Anyan Pahad Yitzhak, Pahad Yitzhak, Pahad Yaakov, Pahad Yitzhak, we know Pahad Yitzhak. Abal Anyan Pahad Yaakov, why Yaakov was scared after that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised him, אחר שיבטיחו קדוש ברוך הוא בשורות טובות, כמו שנאמר, והנה אנוכי עמך שמרתיך בכל אשר תלך. ובכל זאת נאמר, ויראה יעקב מאוד ויסר לו. כן, אין חכמים לתלס, מסכת ברכות, שמי יגרום החטא. What does that mean? יורה זה שהקדוש ברוך הוא יבטיח בתובה, ויגברו העוונות ולא יתקיים התובה הוא. So it sounds like, שמי יגרום החטא, even if הקדוש ברוך הוא promises something, if that person is going to do עבירה, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away his promise. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Shemei Grom Achayet. It means even when Kadosh Baruch Hu promises something, it could be changed. Why? Because we have Pasuk, and Farshin and bring down, that we have Pasuk also in Torah Tmimah, and also the Maharsha. We'll get to the Maharsha soon. The quote here, the Pasuk from Yirmiya, Pasuk says in Yirmiya, Perek Yudhet, V'rega adaber al goy ve'al memlecha lebnot ve'lentowa' ועשה הרע בעיניי לבלתי שמוע בקולי, וניחמתי על הטובה אשר אמרתי להטיב אותו. איפה הקדוש ברוך הוא, he promises a nation to do something good לבנות ולנטוע, and that nation is going to do עבירה, השם כביכול is going to regret the good thing that he promises, he's going to take it away. וניחמתי על הטובה אשר אמרתי להטיב אותו. That's it. They're not going to get that הבטחה. Why? Because Shemei Grom Achet, that's what Hakim tell us. But the problem is that we have the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, the Gemara tells us, Kol debur v'debur she'atza ampi kadosh baruch hu le'toba, afilo al tnai lo hazar bom. Any good promise. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Am Yisrael, even if Am Yisrael is going to do Avirot later on, the good promise would always stay with Am Yisrael. It can never be changed. On the other hand, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Chas V'Shalom to do something bad to Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael changed their ways, now they did Teshuvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu would take it back. It means, kibbechol, we're lucky in that kind, that if Hashem promises Chas V'Shalom something bad, and if we changed our ways, Hashem would take it back. But if Hashem promises something good, even if Chas V'Shalom, Am Yisrael, they become more Rishayim, still, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he keeps his promise. How come here Yaakov was scared? Why was he scared? That's an old question, as I said. The Rambam is asking that question. ויש לדעת שעניין זה אינו אלא בין הקדוש ברוך הוא ובין הנביא. אבל שיאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לנביא להבטיח בני אדם בבשורה טובה במאמר מוחלט בלא תנאי. ואחר כך לא יתקיים אותו בהו, זה בטל ואי אפשר להיות. בשביל שלא יהיה נשאר לנו מקום לקיים בו אמונת הנביא והקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לנו בתורתו עוקר שהנביא נבחן כשיאמנו בתחותיו. That's where the Rambam here is going in length over here, but basically what he's saying here is telling us is that there is difference if הקדוש ברוך הוא promises a direct promise to the Nabi himself, then that promise הקדוש ברוך הוא could take it back even if it was for good. That's what you see by Yaakov Abinu. Hashem promised Yaakov Abinu, and if Yaakov is going to sin, Chas V'Shalom, Hashem would take away, would take back his promise, even though it was a good promise. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Nabi to give a good promise to Am Yisrael, then such a promise, Hashem would never take it back. Why? Because otherwise he said, how are we going to know if that Nabi is Nabi Emet or Nabi Sheker? That's the only way to check the Nabi, if he's Nabi Emet or Nabi Sheker, by him telling us good promises, and it has to be fulfilled all the way to 100%. Because if he promises us in the name of Hashem that something good is going to happen, did not happen, then we know for sure he's Nabi Sheker, you have to kill him. But if the Nabi tells us in the name of Hashem that something bad is going to happen, Chas V'Shalom, and that bad did not happen, then it's not a proof that he's Nabi Sheker. Maybe he's Nabi Emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that Am Yisrael did the Teshuvah, we take back the Gezerah. But for good Gezerah, good Havtaha, good promise, Hashem would never take it back. But he said here, that's only when Hashem sending the Nabi to tell Bnei Israel. Because that's the only way to check that Nabi, if he's Nabi Emet or Nabi Sheker. However, if Kadosh Baruch Hu gives promise to the Nabi himself, not to pass it on to Am Yisrael, to the Nabi himself, such a promise, Hashem could take it back, even though it was good promise, Hashem would take it back if that Nabi, Shemei Gromahait, if he did something bad, Hasb Shalom, that Nebu'ah, that promise could be taken back. Let's hear what the Rambam explains here. But I saw the Maharsha, he has a different way, he has Ruach Ahiret Amo. He says here, ויש ללכדק, דאמה היה יעקב ירא בשביל שנתמעטו זכיותיו. Why did the Gemara said, שמי יגרום החיית, יעקב was scared, maybe he did עבירה or so. Why the Gemara didn't say, יעקב was scared, because of all the miracles that Hashem did with him, that because of these miracles, כביכול, he became small from all his zechiyot, all his mitzvot. Like the Pasuk said clearly by us, katonti mikol ha-hasadim u'mikol ha-emet. Yaakov Abinu, he was telling Hashem, katonti mikol ha-hasadim. What does it mean, katonti mikol ha-hasadim? That with all the miracles that he did with me, I'm afraid maybe all my zechiyot, they were taken away from me. Why? Because Hashem, he did something good to you, someone has to pay for that good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he might take away from your mitzvot to give you that good. That's what the Gemara said. Also, Masechet Shabbat, le'olam ali amon adam kom sakana lomar she'osim lo nes. Person is not allowed to put himself in a dangerous place. And he said, for sure Hashem would do a miracle to save me. Why? Because the Gemara said, maybe Hashem is not going to do a miracle. And even if Hashem is going to do a miracle, someone has to pay for that miracle. Menakim lom zechiyotav, they're going to take away from your zechiyot to do that miracle. So that's what Yaakov Abinu, the Maharsha is asking, how come the Gemara didn't say that Yaakov was scared? Not because Shemei Grom Ahayit. Forget about Ahayit. He didn't sin Yaakov Abinu. Why was he scared Yaakov Abinu? Because Hashem promised him he was big tzaddik, he has a lot of mitzvot, but now Hashem did a lot of miracles to Yaakov Abinu. Katonti mkol hazin, the pasuk said clearly. So if that's the case, maybe with this, kibiyachol Yaakov Abinu, didn't stay the same level that he was before. Before he had a lot of zechiyot, now with all the miracles, they were taken away from his zechiyot, and therefore he became small, kibiyachol b'mitzvot. What the Gemara picked to be Shemei Yikro Machayet. The Gemara is supposed to say Shemei, maybe Yaakov was scared. Why? Shemei Tmatu Zechiyotem. He tells us here, he explains also before, he said the thing itself that Tmatu Zechiyotem alone, it's not enough not to keep the promise. And Shemei Yikro Machayet, maybe Fedid Abira alone, it's also not enough not to keep the promise. Only when these two things are combined together, if that person, Hashem promised him something good. And that person, Hashem did with him a lot of miracles. Those miracles are going to take away from his zechiyot. Plus, if he did Abira, if you combine these two things together, Hashem did with him a lot of miracles, shintma'atu zechiyot av, plus he did Abira, then it might be that Hashem could take away his promise. That's what he explains here with the Maharsha. But here by Yaakov Abinu, that's why Yaakov Abinu was scared, not because he may grow machet alone. Because Shemei Yikro Machayet alone, Hashem would never take back his promise. Ela, why was he scared, Yaakov Abinu? Because he said, Katonti mkol hasadim kol ha'emet. Hashem did with him a lot of miracles. He minimized kibyachol his zechuyot. Plus, maybe Yikro Machayet, maybe he did Abira. Combine these two things together, maybe Hashem is going to take away his abtaha. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu was scared. That's what here the Maharsha explains. And that's the Pirush of the Maharsha. But I saw also the Kli Yakar, he explains also a different way. He said, V'yira Yaakov me'od v'yetzer lo, why was he scared Yaakov Abinu? The Kli Yakar explains something beautiful. He said, V'yira Yaakov me'od shemei yaharog oto Isav. He was scared maybe Isav is going to kill him. V'yetzer lo, why is he scared? Shehaya mitzer al mitat abiv Yitzhak. Yaakov was scared that maybe now that Isav is coming to kill Yaakov, that means Yitzhak passed away. Why? Because Isav said clearly, Shara Isav amar, yikribu yemei ebel abi vihargat Yaakov ahi. Now that he sees that Isav is coming to kill him, v'arba me'ot yish ammo, they're coming to fight against Yaakov Abinu, that means for sure his father Yitzhak already passed away. That's what Yaakov Abinu was scared. Not because v'yetzer lo, why was he scared? Not because he's gonna die or he's gonna kill Isav. No, not because of this. Because now, kibyachol, when the fact that Isav is coming to kill him, that shows that his father Yitzhak, he passed away, and now he's coming back from the house of Laban. After he didn't see his father for 22 years, he wants to come back to see his father, and now he's bringing him simanim Isav, as if his father already passed away. That's what Yaakov Abinu was scared. Al ken hashab, me'achar she'esav yosel krato, v'day kvar met aviv. That's why Yaakov Abinu was scared, v'yira Yaakov. He was scared of this. V'nera li l'yashib bazeh ma sh'ne'emar l'ayel, u'fahad Yitzhak hayali. See, by the beginning of Parashat V'yetzeh, Pasuk, after Yaakov Abinu had the dream, what the Pasuk said, v'hennei Hashem nsab ala v'yomar, ani Hashem Elokei Abraham Abicha v'Elokei Yitzhak. It said, Elokei Yitzhak. He mentioned Elokei Yitzhak. Rashi tells us, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu never puts his name on a person who's still alive, why? Because Altamid Ba'asmicha Ad Yom Mutach, maybe that person is going to do Abirot later on. How come here it says Elokei Yitzhak? Yitzhak is still alive. So Rashi asks that question on the spot. Rashi answers, since that Yitzhak Abinu, he was kibyachol someh, he was blind, and someh hashub kamet, like Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah says. So it's as if he already passed away. Therefore, the pasuk said Elokei Yitzhak. That's what it's in the beginning of Parashat Vayetzeh. However, at the end of Parashat Vayetzeh, when Laban ran after Yaakov Abinu, he told him, "Why you ran away from my house?" What did Yaakov answer him? "Lule Elohei Abi Elohei Abraham Mufahad Yitzhak Hayali." What does it mean, Ufahad Yitzhak Hayali? The God that my father serves. Ufahad Yitzhak Hayali, Ki'ata Rekham Shilachtani. It means he wanted to say, Yaakov, he wanted to say, Elokei Yitzhak, Lulei Elokei Abi, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak Hayali, he was supposed to say. But he was scared to say Elokei Yitzhak. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not mention his name on a person who's still alive. And since that, his father is still alive, he was scared to say, Elokei Yitzhak. Even though he heard himself, Yaakov Avinu, at the beginning of the parasha, he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him, Ufah Elokei Yitzhak, but Yaakov himself, he was scared to say Elokei Yitzhak. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could say whatever he wants, because he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sofei Mabit Atzof Kol Adorot, he knew that Yitzhak is going to stay tzaddik, therefore he put his name on him. But Yaakov, he doesn't know. Even though he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was scared to say Elokei Yitzhak. He said, Ufahad Yitzhak. That's what Rashi tells us by the end of Parashat Vayetzeh, when Laban ran after him. But here, Kli Yakar, he says, V'yira Yaakov meod v'yeser lo, v'yomer Yaakov Elokei Abi Abraham v'Elokei Abi Yitzhak. Hey, how are you mentioning Elokei Abi Yitzhak? If Yitzhak is still alive, why are you mentioning Elokei? You yourself, Yaakov Abinu, when you were running away from Isa, from Laban, you said, Ufahad Yitzhak. How come here you said, Elokei Yitzhak? Ela, since that he saw Isaac running after him to kill him, he said, for sure, his father Yitzhak already passed away. Therefore now, that's what came to Yaakov's mind. If Isaac is coming to kill me, that means Yitzhak already passed away. Therefore, Yaakov said, Elokei Yitzhak. That was really what was bothering Yaakov Abinu. What was he scared about? He's scared that all this time, all these 22 years, he was waiting to come to see his father. And now Esav is hinting to him that his father passed away. That's what Yaakov was scared. That's beautiful pirush that what he tells us over here. But this is the idea about why Yaakov Abinu was scared. We saw also by Parashat Toldot, after Yaakov got the brachot from Yitzhak, and Esav came and he found out that Yaakov already took the brachot away from him, and he wanted to kill him, the pasuk said, "Beyugad lirbka debrei Esav binah gadol." She heard beruach hakodesh. Rashi tells us she knew beruach hakodesh that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Why Rashi said beruach hakodesh? Very simple, because the pasuk said, "Veyomer Esav bilbo." Yeah, Esav said in his heart, when his father Yitzhak is gonna die, he wants to kill Yaakov. So how did Rebekah know if he said in his heart? She knew that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Therefore, she told him, "V'tekra li Yaakov b'nakatam v'tomer elav, n'ei Esav achicha, mitnachem licha lehorgicha." Your brother Esav wants to kill you. Therefore, you should run away to my brother's house, to Laban's house, and you should get married over there. What does mean mitnachem licha lehorgicha? What does mitnachem mean? Rashi says, mitnachem, niham al ha'ahva lachshob machshaba acheret leitnakir lecha ulhorgicha. He regrets the brotherhood that he had between you and him. Even though you are his brother, he didn't care about this, his mitnakir. Therefore, he regrets that brotherhood. Therefore, he wants to kill you. That's what Rashi is telling us here. Well, fi peshuto, Rashi said, the pshat of the pasuk, what does mitnahim mean? Lashon tanhumin. It means, mitnahim hu ala berachot baharigatcha. It means, Esav is going to be more comfortable when he kills you. How is he going to be more comfortable? Because of the brachot that he took. Since that he took the brachot away from him, he's so angry at you, until he's going to kill you, he's not going to calm down. He's not going to be comforted. And it's all the times he's still angry at you, but he's going to be more comfortable after he kills you. That's what Rashi said. That's a pshat pasuk. It's comforted by you, by him killing you. How did Rebekah know that if Esav after is going to kill Yaakov, is going to calm down? Maybe Esav is still angry at Yaakov even after he kills him, but what could he do more? He already killed him, what else he could do to him? How did she know that mitnahim lecha b'orgicha, after he's going to kill you, he's going to calm down? How does she know? Maybe he's still angry even after he kills him, but he has nothing else to do. What was he going to do? He killed him. That's it. How did she know this? Ella, I saw Torat Moshe and Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer says here something beautiful in Torat Moshe, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. He's asking here the different question, but it's connected with us also. He said, we see by Yaakov, he got a brachot from Yitzhak. What brachot he got? ויתן לך אלוהים מטל השמיים משמני הארץ ורוב דגן ותירוש. He blessed him. But when Esav came, in the beginning, he told him, בא אחיך ומה ויקח ברכתיך. Esav was begging him, הלא עשת לי ברכה, he didn't leave me ברכה, something for me. Then he told him, what am I going to tell you? הנה משמני הארץ יהיה משביך, מטל השמיים מעל. He says, here, חתם סופר, he said, לכאורה, that's the same exact ברכות that he gave to Yaakov. How come in the beginning, he told Esav, already Yaakov, your brother came and he took all the brachot עשיו was begging him, he didn't leave him ברכה, he said, what should I tell you? הן גביר שמתי לך, ואת כל אחיו נתתי לו לעבדים. He said, I made him to be your master. What ברכות can I give you? I have nothing to bless you. And after he cried עשיו, יצחק, he told him, his name is מנהל עשיו משבחה, מטל השמיים מעל סמם, he gave him same exact ברכות, he gave to יעקב. What happened here to יצחק אבינו? In the beginning he told him, I don't have no more ברכות. At the end he gave him same ברכות. What's going on? So he says here, ונראה לי, דלא ברכו כלל. יצחק did not bless עשיו at all. אלא אחי כאמר, that's what he told him. הנה אחר שבירכתי ליעקב בטל ומשמני הארץ, ואתה עבדו, and you are his servant, I blessed your master יעקב to be blessed בטל השמיים משמני הארץ, and you are gonna be his servant. Or immediately, he didn't tell him, ויתן לך אלוקים בטל השמיים משמני הארץ, he didn't tell him, Hashem is gonna give you. Hashem is not going to give him. Hashem is going to give his master, Yaakov. And since that, his servant to Yaakov, automatically he's going to have all the goods that Yaakov has. Why? Because he's living by him. Since that you are his servants. הנה משמני הארץ יהיה מושביך, שהוא בארץ ישראל, שאי אפשר ליעקב להוציא אחה משם. משמני הארץ, you're going to be living in ארץ ישראל, because Yaakov Abinu, he does not have permission to kick you out of ארץ ישראל. וואי, משום די מוכר עבדו לחוס לארץ, יוצא לחירות. That's what ההלכה said, מסכת גיטין. He is not allowed to sell your עבד to חוס לארץ. Since that עשיו is your עבד, so you're gonna stay living in ארץ ישראל. ואם כן, משמני הארץ, יהיה גם כן מושביך. So that's what he told him. נמצא, ואת אחיך תעבוד, והיינו שיקיים מזוות שהעבד ואישה חייבים בהם. You have to keep mitzvot also, since that you're Yaakov's servant, you're just like Ibed. Ibed has to keep all the mitzvot. ואז, והיה כאשר תרית שיעשה לך שלא כדין, ויוציאך מארץ ישראל, אז ופרקת עולו מעד צוואריך כי תצא לחירות, כי מי שמוכר עבדו לחוס לארץ. That's what I told him. If Yaakov is going to send you out of ארץ ישראל, then you're going to be free. But all the time, you're going to be Ibed to Yaakov. And wherever Yaakov got, you're also going to be Ibed for him. So whatever Yaakov, all the good that Yaakov has, you're also going to enjoy it. When Isaac, he heard this berachot, that Yitzhak was blessing him, ויסתום עשיו את יעקב על הברכה אשר ברכו אביו. What does it mean? עשיו, he hated יעקב. Why? Because of the ברכה that his father gave him. Simple understanding of the pasuk. עשיו hated יעקב because of the ברכות that Yitzhak gave to יעקב. But here, Hatan Sofer said, no. עשיו hated Yaakov, you know why? Because of the brachot that Yitzhak gave to Esav. The bracha that Yitzhak gave to Esav, what he told him, you are Yaakov's servant, where all the good that Yaakov has, you also going to enjoy it. Why? Because the Gemara said, Masachet Kedushin, the Gemara said over there, kol kone ebed li'atzmo, ki kone adon li'atzmo. Let's hear what the Hakim they explained to us. So if that's the case, so it means you are Yaakov's servant. So whatever I blessed Yaakov, automatically the bracha is by you. Why? Because you are his servant. So when he heard this type of brachot coming out of the mouth of Yitzhak, when he heard this Esav, he hated Yaakov and the brachot that his father Yitzhak gave to Esav, gave to him. ויסתום עשיו את יעקב על הברכה אשר ברכו אביו, פירוש, על אלו הברכות אשר בירך יצחק את עשיו. עתה גדלה מסתימה, שעכשיו הברכה זו עשהו עבד ממש לכל הלכותיו. Now he thought he's going to get Barakha from Yitzhak. Now Yitzhak told him, you're going to be Yaakov's servant. He said, he heard this Esav HaRasha'a. Ve'yomer el-libo, en li shum tukva minu. There's no luck from my father Yitzhak. There's no, I came to get Barakha and he told me I'm going to be Yaakov's servant. Is that Barakha I'm looking for? I don't want this. Ach, said the only choice that Esav got, he said, yikribu yemei ebel abi ve'argat Yaakov ahi. Said he wanted, he said he's waiting for his father Yitzhak to die, so he should kill Yaakov. ואז לא יהיה יורש ליעקב, כי יצחק יהיה כבר מת, ויעקב אין לו אישה ובנים. אז יזכה בעצמים במיתת האדון, ויצא לחירות כעבד גר שמת. So he said, עשיו הרשע, he had a plan. What's the plan? He said he wanted to kill Yaakov before Yaakov gets married. Before Yaakov gets married and he have kids, that's when Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Why? Because if he's going to kill Yaakov after Yaakov already got married and he has kids, what is it going to help him? because his father told him, you're going to be the servant of Yaakov. If you killed Yaakov, the servant automatically goes to the kids. So if you're not going to be the servant of Yaakov, you're going to be the servant of Yaakov's sons. He's not going to gain anything. So Esav's plan was to kill Yaakov before he gets married. That's the only solution that he has. What is he going to gain by this? If he's going to kill Yaakov before he gets married, now Yitzhak gave the brachot to Yaakov, that Yaakov is going to be the master. Now the master is dead. So who's going to get all these brachot? It's going to go back to him automatically because he's the only one from Yitzhak. The only one from Yitzhak, Yaakov is dead. He's going to get the brachot. That's what Esav wanted, to kill Yaakov right away before Yaakov gets married. But the problem is, Esav, he has kibyachol kibud av va'em. So he said, if he's going to wait until his father Yitzhak is going to die, maybe in the meanwhile, Yaakov is going to get married. And he's going to have kids. It's not going to help him if he's going to kill him. Therefore, Esav said, Yikrebu yemei bel abi behargat Yaakov ahi. Esav had a plan. Said he was praying that Yitzhak should die very fast, so he could kill Yaakov before he gets married and have kids. That was Esav's plan. אז הזכה בעצמי מיתת האדון, ועל כן התחכמה רבקה ושלחת יעקב ללבן לשא השם מיד, והיא לא יורש עצר, ולא יחרוך רמיית צידו, ובטלו מחשבות עשיו ועשתונותיו. Therefore, he said, רבקה, right away, when she heard this, right away she sent יעקב to the house of לבן to get married and have kids. Why? Because now, after he's going to have kids, then Esav is not going to kill Yaakov. Why? Because he's not going to gain anything from killing Yaakov. Why? Because if he's not going to be the servant of Yaakov, he's going to be the servant of Yaakov's kids. And he's not gaining anything. Therefore, he had a plan, Esav, that he wanted to kill Yaakov before he gets married. To avoid this, Rebecca specifically, she sent Yaakov to go get married and have kids. That's what Ayar Hatan Sofer is saying. It's a beautiful pirush. But we saw that still, Yaakov Abinu, even with all these things, he was still scared. Why was he scared, Yaakov Abinu? If Esav is going to kill him, Esav is not going to get anything out of it. Why? Because Esav is going to be the servant of Yaakov's kids. So why was he scared, Yaakov Abinu? Ela here, by us, Yaakov Abinu, he was scared. Why? Pen yabo vehekani em al banim. He was scared, he's going to kill not only Yaakov, he's going to kill Yaakov and all his kids. Now there's no one to inherit the servant Esav, so automatically Esav is going to be free, and he's not going to be the servant of Yaakov anymore. That's what Esav wanted, and that's what Yaakov Abinu, he was scared of this. He said, if Esav is going to kill me alone, Yaakov, I'm not scared of this. Why? Because first of all, he's not going to get anything out of it. Where's Esav going to get anything? It's not going to do him any good, because he's going to be my kid's servant. Ela, Yaakov was scared, penebo vekani im al banim. Then kill all of them. That's what Yaakov Abinu was scared. And with this also, we could explain that how come Yaakov Abinu, he split his camp into two separate groups, and he said, "Im yabu Esav el mahaneha ahat vehikahu, vehaya mahanen shar flita." Yaakov Abinu, he split his camp. He said he made it two separate groups. He said, if Esav is going to come and kill the first group, then the second group is going to stay alive. Who gave permission to Yaakov Abinu to put those in the first group that Esav is going to kill them, Hasb Shalom? Induhin nefesh, nefesh. How come Yaakov Abinu, who did he put in the front line? How did he decide to put whom in the first camp, that if Esav is going to kill that camp, then the other one's going to stay alive? Who gave you permission to put, who did you put in the first camp that Esav we might kill? Who are you going to put in the second camp that is going to be spared? Who are you going to put to... The Induhin Nefesh, Pinna Nefesh, what are you going to do? So that's a big question here. Ela, really, Yaakov Abinu, he knew for sure he's not putting any people in danger by splitting his camp into two groups. He's not doing this. Why? Because Yaakov knew that if Esav is going to kill one group, then the other group is going to stay alive. And Esav is not going to gain anything out of it, because he's still going to be the servant of the other group. Therefore, Esav is not going to kill even the first group. If Esav is going to know that Yaakov has two groups, he's not going to kill the first one also, because he's not going to get anything out of it. What are you going to tell me? Maybe Esav is going to kill the first camp, then he's going to come to kill the second one as well. So Yaakov is not going to have any more people to inherit him. And with this, Esav is going to be free. That's what Esav wanted. Said, but Yaakov Abinu, he said, no. He said, he split the two camps and the pasuk said clearly ve'eder ve'revach tasimu ben eder u'ben eder. Rashi says, what does it mean ve'revach tasim? Should put separation between the two camps. How much separation? Said one day. One day separation, mahalach yom echad, is they should be apart. The first camp is gonna go to Esav, and they're gonna either they're gonna fight with them or the whatever they have to do with if Esav wanted to kill them, so they're gonna fight with them. He's gonna fight with them, and if he's gonna kill the first camp, then the other one automatically is gonna stay alive. Why? Because there's a difference of a day between the two. And Rivka told them, "Lama ashkel gam shenichem yom echad." Rivka told them that both of them, she had nebuah, Rivka, that Yaakov and Esav, both of them, they're gonna die the same day. And since that, the pasuk said clearly, "Vehu abar lefnehem Yaakov," he went with the first camp. So Yaakov said, I'm going to fight with Esav. If Esav is going to kill me, then I know for sure he's going to die before he reaches the second camp. Why? Because Rivka already had that prophecy that both of us, Yaakov and Esav, they're going to die the same day. So and if Yaakov is not going to get killed, then everything's fine. That's what here Yaakov, you know, in purpose, he split his camp to two separate groups because he knew that in this way, Esav is not going to kill, not even the first group is not going to kill it, because it's not going to get anything out of it, like we explained. But even with all of this, what Yaakov Abinu, he split the camp into two groups, and this way he knew for sure that Esav is not going to start up with him, is not going to kill the first group also, because it's not going to get anything out of it. But still we see that Esav, he still went to war against Yaakov Abinu. Why he wanted to do this? Was he going to get out of it? If he knew that there's revach tasim ben eder ben eder, he's never going to reach the other camp. What is he gaining? Why is he doing this? But he said, nevertheless, Esav, he went for it. Why did he go for it? Yeah, there's a beautiful Hatam Sofer. It has us here in Daf Kuf Samech Vav Amud Bet. ויירא יעקב מאוד ביצר לו, פירש רשי שמי יהרוג הוא את אחרים. ויש לפרש דבריו. למה יצר לו על זה? Why Yaakov scared? Maybe he's going to kill Esav. He might be scared, maybe Esav is going to kill him, I understand. But why is he scared? Maybe Yaakov is going to kill Esav. Halakha said, not a bale orgi chashkem li orgo, why is he scared about this? Gam, yesh lefaresh, b'me batah Esav b'sito l'melchama. Why Esav was so sure to go to war against Yaakov Abinu? What was he relying on? Esav, what was he relying when he went to war against his brother? He knew that all the brachot that Yitzhak gave him is going to be fulfilled by Yaakov. What was he relying on? Why did he go? It's lost case. How did he decide to go to fight against his brother Yaakov? Hare pasuk says, "Ali talel hoger kimfateach." Ula Yitzhak yinatzayach. Maybe Yitzhak's going to. Maybe I'm sorry. Ula Yaakov yinatzayach. Maybe Yaakov's going to win. Why Esav was so sure to go to war against Yaakov? Who told him that he's going to win the war? Maybe Yaakov's going to win. Ve'im samach al berkat ve'al harbichat hiye. If Esav relied on the bracha that he got from his father, al harbichat hiye, he should live on a sword. That's his power, is going to fight with the sword. If that's what he relied on, he said, im ken mekol sheken, sheyiptach Yaakov al berkato shen tbarach. Mekol sheken, Yaakov is going to be blessed, going to be saved because of Yitzhak's prayer, Yitzhak's berachot. So what was he so sure? Esav ara. אבל, he says you're beautiful, הנה יעקב אמר, ושבתי בשלום אל בית אבי, and then, והאבן הזאת אשר שבתי מצבה יהיה בית אלוהים, שיהיה זה בית המקדש. So יעקב אבינו, he made the תנאי, he made the condition, he said, אם יהיה אלוהים מדהים שמונה בדרך הזה, after it's gonna come back, האבן הזאת, that he slept on it, יהיה בית אלוקים. It's gonna be the house, it's going to be בית המקדש, שהושתת מיעקב, כמו שאמרו חזל פרקי דרבי לעזר, שקדוש ברוך הוא כבש את האבן בארץ, והיא אבן השתייה. So that's אבן השתייה, that's the foundation of בית המקדש, the foundation of the whole world. What was that? That the stone that יעקב בינו was sleeping on, פרשת ויצא. And יעקב said, ושבתי בשלום אל בית אבי, after I'm going to come back in peace to my father's house, then this stone is going to be בית המקדש. Eventually, with the future, it's going to be בית המקדש. והנה אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לדוד המלך, דמים לרוב שפכת, על כן לא תבנה הבית לשמי. And Hashem told דוד המלך that David is not going to build בית המקדש. Why? Because he killed a lot of enemies. He killed all the enemies. דם לרוב שפכת, therefore, he does not have permission to build Beit HaMikdash. Hakin Amar Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, only if I'm going to come back in peace to my father's house, then that stone's going to turn into Beit HaMikdash. But if I'm going to come back after a war with my brother Isav, I'm going to kill him or he's going to kill me, that means I also was Shofech Damim. I also killed shed the blood of Isav. So I'm not going to be worthy that Beit HaMikdash should be built with this stone that he had the dream on. Therefore, Isav was scared, Yaakov Benu was scared about this. And said, "Veshabti b'shalom b'beit abi, then v'ha'ben yehiye b'beit Elokim. Le'apukim lo ashu b'shalom, ela alidei melchama u'shfichat damim. And then, if I'm gonna have fight with Isav, lo yehiye zeh b'beit Elokim. Why? Ki mi shishafach damim, lo yitachin shebaneh b'beit HaMikdash al yado. A person who kills other people is not gonna be worthy to build b'beit HaMikdash should be built because of him. V'af al pi ken, אף על פי שעל כל פנים בטח יעקב בפתחת ואנוכי יהיה עמך, אבל אפשר שיהיה זה על ידי מלחמה. Said, even though קדוש ברוך הוא promised יעקב אבינו ואיני אנוכי עמך, I'm going to protect you, nothing's going to happen to you. Probably that promise means nothing's going to happen to me. That means Isav is going to come to fight with me, and I'm going to be able to kill Isav. Probably that's what the promise of Kadosh Baruch Hu promised me. And I'll be with you. I'm gonna protect you. I'm gonna save you. How? By you killing Esav. Probably that's what Abtaha means. But on the other hand, if that's what Abtaha means, that means I lost Beit HaMikdash. Me, Yaakov Avinu, if I'm gonna end up killing Esav, I lost Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because just like David HaMelech, he's not worthy to build Beit HaMikdash because he killed a lot of people. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, same thing. If he's gonna end up killing Esav, it's going to be protected. It's going to end up killing Esav, but he lost Beit HaMikdash. That's what Yaakov Avinu was scared. Ve'yira Yaakov me'od ve'yisr lo, he's going to lose Beit HaMikdash because he doesn't know what the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. I'll protect you. What does mean I'll protect you? It could be I'll protect you by you killing Esav. Al kein talan dro ve'shabti ve'shalom el Beit Abi ve'lo al edem el Hama. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu made a neder, only if I'm going to come back be'shalom without any war, then ha'eben hazot is going to be Beit Elokim. ומשום הכי, הסר ליעקב, שלא יהרוג הוא את האחרים ויפסיד שתיית בית המקדש. That's what יעקב, he was scared, שמי יהרוג הוא את האחרים. יעקב was scared, maybe he's gonna end up killing Esav. What was he scared about? We asked in the beginning. He's scared a lot now. If he's gonna end up killing Esav, that means he lost בית המקדש. בית המקדש is not gonna be built in his זכות. ועל הביטחון הזה, exactly because of this, יצא עשיו לקראתו ו-400 איש עמו למלחמה. כי אפילו אם אולי ינצח יעקב, מכל מקום כבר אבד בניין בית אלוקים. שזה היה כל מגמת לבבו של עשיו. So exactly because of this, עשיו went to war against יעקב. Why? Because עשיו said, I have nothing to lose and I have everything to gain by this war. If I'm gonna kill יעקב אבינו, that's what I wanted. I'm not going to be his servant anymore. I'm going to be free. And that's it. And if Yaakov's going to end up killing me, I also gained. How did I gain? Because Yaakov now, he shed blood and he's not going to be able to build Beit HaMikdash. So Isav said, by me going to war against Yaakov, it's a win-win situation. If I'm going to kill him, that's good. If he's going to kill me, it's also good, even better. Why? Because now Yaakov is not going to be zocheh to build Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, Isav said, I have everything to gain, nothing to lose. Let me go to war. He went to war, but he didn't know Kadosh Baruch Hu is with Yaakov, is protecting him. ואומנם הקדוש ברוך הוא הפך לבבו של עשיו וישקהו בכל לבו, כמו שפירש רשי, ולא מלאו לבו למלחמה. ו-400 איש שהיו עמו, כולם נשמתו. אז הבין עשיו שאבד המלחמה, כי עתה יהיה בית אלוקים. עקן בכה עשיו, כדכתיב וישקהו ויבכו. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he changed the mindset of עשיו הרשע, even though he came with 400 men to kill יעקב, and he said, I have nothing to lose, but הקדוש ברוך הוא, he changed עשיו's mind, רשי tells us, אמר רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, הלכה היא בידוע שעשיו שונא ליעקב, it's הלכת עשיו יהץ יעקב, but at that moment, נחמרו רחמיו עליו ונשקו מכל לבו, he kissed him from all his heart. What happened now all of a sudden? Isav, he loved Yaakov all of a sudden. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Why? To take him away from his plan. Because really Isav had a very good plan here. He said, if I'm going to kill Yaakov, that's good. If Yaakov is going to kill me, I also gain that Yaakov is not going to build Beit HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he switched his mind. He kissed him from all his heart. He didn't have, he didn't kill him. He didn't have anything to fight to war against Yaakov Avinu. He didn't do anything. Adrabah, he kissed him. Now Esav realizes that he lost the war, where he wanted to kill Yaakov, he lost it, and Yaakov is going to be zocheh to build Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, Esav was crying. Veshakehu veibku. That's what he says over here. And with this, maybe we could end up with what we started with. That's what Yaakov Avinu, he was telling Esav. He was telling him, Ve'ili shor v'hamor tzon v'ebed v'shifha. All this, why did it happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched Esav's mind to kiss Yaakov from all his heart? Why this in what zechut? Because Ve'ili shor v'hamor. He said, why it says singular form, shor v'hamor? It was supposed to say shvarim v'hamorim. The Midrash, he takes that pasuk totally out of context. And he says here, the parasha ayin he, siman yud bet, Ve'ili shor v'hamor, shor ze Yosef. Shneimar bechor shoro hadar lo. That's the shore. I had one shore, which is Yosef. I had hamor. Who's that hamor? That is Sakhar. Is Sakhar hamor garim. Ubein beno shel Yosef omed lechalot et Amalek. Yeah. Vetzon. Vehili shor vahamor. Tzon. Who's that tzon? Elu Israel. Shneimar veyatena tzoni tzon mer'iti adam atem. That Am Israel they are the tzon. Ve'ebed ze David HaMelech. Shneimar ani abdecha ben amatecha. Ve'shefha zu Abigail. Shneimar ne amatecha. לשפחה. באותה שעה הלכו אותן השלוחים אצל עשיו וראו עמו 400 גבורים מזוינים ובאו ואמרו ליעקב וכו'. So he says here that also בעל התורים brings it בקיצור, brings that מדרש. He said that יעקב אבינו, he was telling עשיו הרשע that you're not gonna win. Even though you had good plan, you עשיו הרשע, you have nothing to lose, like חתם סופר explained. You're coming to fight against me. You think that you have everything to gain, nothing to lose, but you don't know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he protects those who learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows his ways. Every person, he has mahshabot. Also, I saw it too far. The beru, the bar, velo yakum ki Emmanuel. Any person who's learning Torah, keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem takes care of him. Even those who came to fight against him, Hashem's going to change their mind to love him and to kiss him from all his heart. That's what happened over here. That's what he said, Ve'ili shor v'hamor, I had that shor. Who's that shor? That Yosef at Tzadik. That's also what you see last week, Parashah, Ve'hi ka'asher yaledar Rachel et Yosef, from the time that Rachel gave birth to Yosef, right away, Yaakov told Laban, Shalachini ve'elechal mechumim ul arsi. Rashi explained on the spot, said, until now, he was scared to go fight, to go meet Esav. But now that he had Yosef, Pasuk said, Ve'haya bet Yaakov esh, bet Yosef lehaba, bet Esav lekash. Then, now that we have the Lehaba, which is Yosef, now I could go against Esav HaRasha. I have nothing to worry about. That's what Yaakov was hinting to Esav HaRasha. You better off calm down. You're not going to gain anything from fighting against me, because I have Shor, I have Hamor, I have the Zechut of the Torah. I have the Zechut B'nei B'nei Yamin, B'nei Sakhar Yodei B'nei La'atim. That's why I have the Zechut of the Torah. I have Yosef Tzadik, Sukkat Yosef Tzadik, and Kedusha. And so on, Am Israel, you're not going to win. So you better off change your plans from now. But Esav, he said, that's Esav HaRasha, I didn't change. He came with all his plans. He wanted to kill Yaakov until HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched his mind and he kissed him from all his heart. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu was the Amud of the Torah, Ten Emet Yaakov, that was the Torah. Any person who's learning the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu find he has his own ways how to protect those who learn Torah. That's what we have to learn from this week's parasha, that every person should try as much as he could to learn Torah and to keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees you that you're watching the mitzvot, you're keeping the Torah. Hashem, of course, going to protect you. And all the brachot ktubot b'Torah. Be'ezer Hashem, shenizkei kolanu, lechol habrachot, shenitkeimu banu. Amen ve'amen. Arbeh hananam lach, she'omer, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zukot Yisrael, lefichach. Arbeh lehen, tolam, zvot, shneimar.